Now, we're going to a different story. An intensive round of talks get underway on Thursday of this week, aimed at resolving the impasse in a dispute between the Department of Health and public health doctors. The doctors suspended a planned strike action in January in their row over pay and contracts amid concern at the rising number of COVID-19 cases. Anne Dee is a specialist in public health medicine in the Midwest, and she's on the line now. Dr. Dee, a very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Now, you've spoken to us on the programme before about the concerns around public health doctors and this long campaign you've had for consultants' status to, if you like, underline the role that you perform, but it's an effort which so far hasn't borne fruit.
No, I'm on the Public Health Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, and I suppose it's in that capacity that I'm speaking to you this morning. But no, this is indeed long running. It's been going on for over 20 years, but in more recent times, since 2014, when Professor Brian McCrae recommended an in-depth look at the structure of public health medicine and how it was how the function was delivered. And the training program for it, which eventually led to the publication of the Crowe-Horwath report in 2018, which recommended major reform of public health medicine and leadership roles for people currently working as specialists in public health medicine, that they would be allowed to work at consultant level, which is what happens to every other doctor.
Why is that so important to you, that it's a consultant, would be a consultant led service?
Well, you need, I mean, we are trained to protect the population. We are the security system for every enemy of the state apart from military enemies. You know, we keep up, you know, we control infectious diseases, environmental disasters, you know, all these things are in the remit of public health. We're a hugely important function for the state. And the you know, but viruses, as we know, don't discriminate between small countries and peaceful countries and not, you know, any country. So it's a hugely important function that needs to be state of the art in every country.
In your own case, Dr. Dee, you've decided to scale back your own workload because of the situation. Is that right? Or partly, at least?
Yeah, I don't really want to make this about me. I mean, I suppose became quite discouraged from my last interaction with the Department of Health. My reasons for stepping, reducing my work hours are really personal and something that I've been putting off doing for a long time because I felt a real obligation to my colleagues and to our country during a pandemic not to do that. My last interaction with the Department of Health made it very clear to me that while I was working really hard because I believe my country needs me, my country doesn't really want me. And that was a bit of a shock. So yes, it has been hugely discouraging, especially because on foot of the Crowe-Horwath plan, a reform plan was agreed. It was developed under the auspices of the Department of Health.
So the plan is there.
Every sort of expertise came into it, and the plan was developed, which recommended that 87 consultants would lead out in public health departments.
Briefly, I don't know if you can, but in the absence of that, how vulnerable are we now in the middle of this pandemic to, for example, new variants or clusters or outbreaks occurring?
Well, the Minister for Health will tell everybody how he's doubling the workforce, but he's doubling the workforce of junior level people, and there is nobody in there with the authority to lead at the moment. These people, our contracts, are purely a supporting role to the one leader in a public health department, and that is unsustainable. So it's like bringing, you know, like bunches and bunches of NCHDs into a hospital without any consultants to actually organise them into teams to treat people. And it's the same thing, you know, this... Yeah. Basically, we're hugely discouraged because the government hasn't kept their side of the bargain. Right. This needn't have ever become an IR issue.
Dr. Dee, no doubt we'll return to this, but for the moment we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us. That was Dr. Anne Dee.